Hello, everybody, on Blind Cool Tech. This is Marina Brown again. I'm back with another interesting podcast, one that every blind person, man or woman, needs to hear, especially if you are deciding to have children. Normally, I would do podcasts that are of a technical nature due to the fact I am a computer service technician and I own a business that specializes in computer maintenance and repair and custom builds. However, today, this is an entirely different podcast because this is an issue that is near and dear to my heart for many reasons. This issue is in regards to Child Protective Services and blind parents. Guys, we already have enough problems in our community. We have an unemployment rate. We have a high illiteracy rate. We have so much crap to deal with every single day because the sighted public is ignorant and they don't want to give us a chance. Now, Child Protective Services has their hands out for our children. Before I get into this discussion, I'd like to let you know a little bit about how Child Protective Service works. I know quite a bit, and I'd also like to let you know that I was a victim of Child Protective Services, and I'll go into that story a little bit later. But first, I want to let you know that Child Protective Services gets a bonus for every child they take from the home. They get a bonus! They get paid for our children! Okay? They get a money for every child they take! Everybody wins except the parents! Alright? Foster parents, they get some money every month for the children that they take into their home. Adopted parents, when they adopt the kids, they get money until the child is 18. So when foster care and Child Protective Services adopts out your children, everybody's winning except you. And you know what the joke is? They sometimes will expect parents to pay child support to take care of their children in foster care on top of the money they're already receiving from the state. Child Protective Services is getting the government to pad their pockets fat, and it is at the expense of your child and your well-being. Another thing I want you to realize too is that Child Protective Services repeatedly, every single day, practices in the unauthorized practice of law. They engage in this on a regular basis. They're full of lies. They're full of deceit. They will twist your words. They will plant stuff on you. They will tell you that they have the right to be in your home. They have the right to search your stuff. They have the right to seize your kids. I want to tell you that they can't do anything unless they have written consent or a warrant issued by a judge. You can tell them to get off your property. Leave! Another common thing that I have heard among blind mothers giving birth is that the hospitals would say that social workers are needed to evaluate disabled parents to see if they are capable of caring for their kids. And a lot of times, this can end up in a child being taken away. I want to let any of you know that if a hospital staff says that this is procedure, because you will need to talk to the hospital and your gynecologist before giving birth. If you are told this, you need to go to another hospital immediately. And if you have to get another doctor, you do so. They have no right to impose this upon you because you are disabled. No right at all. That is unlawful. That is an unauthorized practice of the law. It is unconstitutional. They cannot do this. Okay? Not at all. They don't have a right to come into your hospital room unless the court has said so. So remember that. All right, after I have let you know the down low on dirty Child Protective Services who are full of trickery and who are anxious to trick parents, make them look bad, and steal their kids, I want to let you know that I was a victim of Child Protective Services. I was a victim, and I was dealt with very negligently at their hands, hence the reason I am blind today. What happened was, I'm going to give a very brief and abridged version of this story, and this story is what fuels my passion against this organization. My parents were thought to be abusing me because I was on macrobiotics and I was a little thin, and I jumped off the couch and kind of fractured my right leg. I was taken to the hospital. They said my calcium levels were low. Now, needless to say, my parents were never advised to give me calcium supplements, okay? They were never advised to do that. They were young. They were in their early 20s. And this is what Child Protective Services loves. They love young and ignorant parents. Those are the ones they exploit the most. My parents didn't have a clue. They were already dealing with a sick child. I had 42 procedures done to me before the age of 3. My mom and dad spent probably 75 to 80% of my infancy in the hospital. They were tired, they were upset, they were stressed, they had to wake and give me eye drops every hour. I didn't get sleep, they didn't get sleep. These are the type of people that Child Protective Services loves. So if you're under stress, you're economically challenged, you don't have knowledge, oh, they want you. They want you. And sadly, that is what a lot of our blind people are. A lot of us are economically challenged, and a lot of us are uneducated. And this is why I'm doing this podcast today, because I am sick and tired of it, and there's going to be an end to this heartache. All right? So they admitted me to the hospital in their custody. My parents were allowed to see me, but that's shocking, because sometimes when you're in Child Protective Services custody, the parents can't even come around you. My parents were there the entire time. Thank God. Thank God they allowed my parents to even stay there. I starved myself for 3 days because I knew I wasn't supposed to eat the food that would go against it. See, if I ate dairy, it would have calcified my eyes up. Finally, on the third day, I was hungry, so I ate a cup of yogurt. My eyes became green and infected. My mom pleaded with the eye doctor that got my sight back. Well, that got me my sight, because I never saw before when I was born. I got my sight at the age of 2. Due to an operation from Dr. Stark, who works at Hopkins University. My mom pleaded with him on a Monday morning. He got me out. He fought for us. Child Protective Services relinquished their custody on me. I went home. Sadly, it was too late. I went blind 2 weeks later. Dr. Stark said there's nothing they could do. I was done. And the Child Protective Services worker, who goes by the name John Fletcher, by the way, he quit his job immediately after he screwed up my life. At least the man had a conscience. He quit his stinking job. And that's a bonus, because most Child Protective Service workers don't have a conscience. They just want to go and seize your kids, and they're all ruled by emotion. They don't think, and they want to lie and plot things on you. And when they know they screwed up, they dig the hole deeper. They lie and lie and lie, and they plot more on you. Because they don't want to admit they were wrong. It's up to you to fight the mess out of them to prove that. Okay, enough of this. Now, I'm going to give an outline of suggestions to blind parents as to how you can protect yourself against these ruthless pigs. Number one, get in good with your doctor. That is crucial. I can't stress it enough. Doctors have the power to ruin your life too. If they don't like you, they can call the CPS. It's happened to blind parents before. Doctors are just as ignorant. You'd think that them being in medical school, they'd know a thing or two about blind people, but I'm sorry. There are a lot of medical professionals who are just as ignorant as the general public. Okay? Get yourself in good with your doctor. Women, if you are planning a pregnancy, I want you to go around to every doctor in your town and interview him. You need to be thorough. You need to ask tons of questions. And you need to make sure that you guys feel each other. That you guys are going to have a strong relationship where your doctor respects your parenting choices, your values, your beliefs, and the fact that you're a blind parent. Parents, a lot of us parent differently. Okay? Some choose to co-sleep, which means having a child sleep in the bed, and they don't believe in cribs. Some don't. Some choose to extended breastfeed, breastfeeding their children until they're 5 years old. I believe in that practice. Some do not. I believe in gentle discipline. Some do not. Okay? I have parenting practices that I believe in that are so out there that some people would just spit in my face. It doesn't matter what we believe. If the children grow up and you're a good parent, and you take care of them, social services doesn't have the right to be in your business. They don't have the right to mess up your life. So you need to go to your doctor and interview them. If you have just found out you're pregnant, do it early on. Don't wait till you're 6 months pregnant, okay? Do it as soon as you know. Some questions that you can ask your doctor is, one, I'm a blind parent, or I will be a blind parent. What is your thoughts, your views, and your beliefs about blind people being parents? This question right here is going to determine if this interview goes any further. If he is flat out ignorant, you leave his office. Okay? You leave his office. Maybe you might be the optimistic kind who believes that you can change their mind. Maybe you can educate them, give them some literature on your interview. Okay? If that education process goes positive, then you're good. If he is amazed at you, he likes you, continue your interview. Your next part of your interview should consist on you discussing your parenting styles. A lot of doctors think they have the right to tell their parents how to parent their kids. I want to tell you that they don't have that right. They are just there to give you medical advice. They don't need to tell you how to parent your kids. The second question should consist of, my parenting styles are the following. You can say that you believe in co-sleeping with your baby. You don't believe in having them in a crib. You could say that you believe in extended breastfeeding. You could say that you believe spanking. You can say that you believe in such and such. It's best to get these issues out there now, so if something does arise, your doctor has your back. You want your doctor to know about you and how you believe in parenting your kids, because when the time comes and he needs to defend you, you'll have a good ally. I say it's best to advise them of your parenting practices. If you're a parent who does not believe in vaccinations, I don't, okay? I am against vaccines. Then there is a website that you can go to get the forms for exemption. I'm going to go into that in a minute when I talk about the legalities of this whole thing. Okay, next question you want to ask is, how do they feel about certain things? You go into your views, okay? After you've discussed your parenting practices, you need to tell them your views. It is important that your doctor respects your views and beliefs. Okay, that is the most crucial part of your interview. The last question should consist of, doctor, I'm totally blind. I do not feel comfortable signing any papers without a lawyer. I want to take everything that you give me to my lawyer to sign. And I'm going to tell you why you do this. Doctors do work alongside Child Protective Services. They are mandated reporters. Because of that, sometimes they do abuse their power, and they will report falsely, just like a lot of other people do. It's sad. They may disagree with your parenting choices. They may disagree with you doing certain things. You might find doctors that may disagree with you spanking your child. Okay? And they might just get all bent out of shape and report you. I just want to let you know that you never ever sign anything without a lawyer. Okay? You never sign anything unless you take it to your lawyer. Now, a lot of you might say, oh my goodness, I don't have the money for a lawyer. I'm living on Section 8. I received Social Security. Guys, don't go with public defenders. I know it's an option, but you know what? They work for the system too. Don't trust them. Don't go with a public defender just because you're economically challenged. A lot of you know the National Federation for the Blind. A lot of you know the American Council for the Blind. Get in good with them. How many people work for that organization are civil rights lawyers? Civil rights lawyers are going to be the ones that fight these kinds of cases. It doesn't matter if they're blind. They could take that paperwork that your doctor has given you. They can put it on their scanner, because Kurzweil and Open Book will read the tight print. And they can discern whether or not the document is trickery or if it's legit. And I'm going to tell you right now, doctors, along with hospital staff, along with other people that work for the system or other medical professionals, have been known to engage in trickery. They will trick parents. So please, guys, please, whatever you do, you have got to watch out. You have got to watch out. Okay? Do not sign anything. Now, the next thing I'm going to tell you to do is if your doctor has a problem with you doing this, he is not the physician for your children. If he cannot respect and understand that you would rather have someone else reevaluate your paperwork with you so that you can feel trusted, then he's not the physician to treat your children. Now, I'm going to touch on the legalities of the whole thing. What you would need to do legally to protect your rights, starting at the hospital and before. Parents who do not believe in vaccinations, such as myself, you would need to visit a website which is found at www.v as in Victor, a as in apple, c as in Charlie, l as in love, i as in igloo, b as in butler.org. Again, the web address is www.v as in Victor, a as in apple, c as in Charlie, l as in love, i as in igloo, b as in butler.org. This is the Vaccination Liberation Organization. They have been known to stand behind parents who are bullied and terrorized by the system and their doctors because the parents refuse to vaccinate their children. If you do choose to vaccinate, that is your choice. But I'm just putting this out here for people who don't believe in it. It's fine. It doesn't matter. We've got to stand together against this. Okay, we all can parent differently, but you know what? We've got to stand together. It doesn't matter. As long as you're not abusing or killing your kids, I don't care how you parent them. All right? That's the thing. People just can't mind their business, and they've got to do a whole lot of stuff. So, here's my new attitude, all right? I used to care before, but I don't care now. You ain't killing your kids. Kids are doing fine. You're taking care of them. You're doing the best you can. Why should I care? Why should I care? Okay. Now, what you need to do is, if you're a parent who doesn't believe in vaccinations, go to the website and get all the paperwork that you can. It's all online. They're in PDF documents. So, you will be able to read them with no problems. You will not need sighted help reading these documents. If you don't understand something, you can contact the organization and they will walk you through everything. There are plenty of ways to contact the organization. They'll walk you through. You can fill out these documents. They are legal documents. So if the hospital or your doctor goes against these documents, they can get into serious trouble and you've got a court case on your hands for them. Okay? So that's what you can do. Now, parents who do not believe in vaccinating, here's some advice for you. And this goes for all parents, whether you do or you don't. You need to draw up some paperwork with a lawyer. Doesn't matter if they're from the NFB, ACB, a good friend. It just needs to be someone that has a law degree that can decipher legal language, that can fight you and have your back. Okay? They fight alongside you. You need to write up everything. All the affidavits that will specify what you wish to occur during your time at the hospital. Doctors and nurses will try to mandate what you can and cannot do with your baby. It is your baby. You can do what you darn well please. They'll try to tell you you can't have them in your room with you. You can't sleep with them in your bed. They got to go in the nursery. No. They don't have to do that. If you do not wish your baby to be in the nursery, if you do not wish for certain medical procedures or certain screenings to be done to your child, if you do not wish for your baby to sleep in a crib, or you want them to be in your bed, if you do not wish for them to be formula fed, then you know what? You need to put all of this in writing. These are just a few of the many things that parents would not wish to have happen. every parent is going to have their pet peeves and what they feel should and should not be done to their child at birth. Whatever it is, you need to put this into writing. You need to put all of this stuff into writing so that when at the time comes, when you're in the hospital, you are fully protected. And it could be very expensive for them to go against this. You can sue them for violating your rights. I also want to inform you of the Patient Bill of Rights. Under the Patient Bill of Rights, you are that child's guardian. You have a right to refuse and deny treatment on behalf of your child. The system will bully you. They'll get court orders against you, which is illegal. You know, think of the Abraham Cherix case. You know, he fought chemotherapy and they still bullied him. It was his right to refuse and his parents' right to refuse on his behalf. They will try to scare the pants off of you into doing certain things to your child just because they feel it's in your best interest. They do not take the time to think about how it might affect you as a parent. They don't take the time to think about how it affects your conscience. They don't care. They feel like they're in the med field. They have the upper hand. You're the parent. You're ignorant. Parents are automatically viewed as ignorant, when in all actuality, they have the right to choose for their child. So I want to inform you of that. You need to do some more research on the Patient Bill of Rights. I advise you to do that for your good. In order to protect yourself, these are the things that you need to do. I want to wrap this up by saying thank you guys for listening. And I hope that all of you get this message. All of you who listen to this podcast, I want you to spread it to everyone. This is something that should not be kept quiet. I want every blind person in all 50 states and U.S. territories to know of this. Spread it around. Okay. One last website that you all need to visit. Everybody needs to visit www.fightcps.com. Again, it's www.fightcps.com. www.FIGHT as in Tom, CPS as in Child Protective Services.com. You need to visit that site. You will find an overwhelming number of resources. You will find books that are recommended for reading, so that you can know the inner workings of the system and you can defend yourself. And this is crucial for you because you always got to remain one step ahead. Thank you guys for listening again. My contact information is as follows. If anyone wants to contact me, I would appreciate it if you let me know your feedback on this podcast. I would appreciate if you liked it, you know, if you would let me know if you liked it or not. I love to hear from all my listeners. It means a lot to me. My contact information is, my email is WALD as in David, ORF as in Frank, P as in personal, C as in computer, @gmail.com. Again, my email is WALD as in David, ORF as in Frank, P as in personal, C as in computer, @gmail.com. I'm going to give you my personal phone number. I have a business line too, but my personal phone number is the one I answer to take calls as far as Child Protective Services reform and advocacy work and blindness advocacy is concerned. That number is 443-388-4018. Again, it's 443-388-4018. 443-388-4018. I'll give you guys my business line too, in case you want to call that. I don't really care. 301-535-3733. Again, 301-535-3733. One last time, 301-535-3733. I don't care who has my contact information. I get weirdos calling me every day. All I gotta do is just tell them to stop calling, and I just gotta tell them I'll be calling the police if they don't. So I don't care who has my number. It's all over the internet. I'm all over the internet. I'm an open person. Call me. I don't care. I love talking. So I hope this podcast really gives insight, and I really hope it helps as many people out as possible. Bless all of you. Take care, and I look forward to another podcast on Blind Cool Tech.